الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. وقال رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما أوحي إلي أن أكون من التاجرين، ولكن أوحى إلي أن فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين. أو كما قال رسولنا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله تبارك وتعالى has favored us with iman. May Allah Ta'ala keep us with iman, keep our iman fresh and strong at all times, so that we can go through the different stages of this world and the different stages of the akhirat in the obedience and the pleasure of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us leave this world with such iman which is pleasing to Allah تبارك وتعالى. This world is a place of imtihan, it's a place of test. Tests come in different forms, and through these tests a person needs strong iman and iman which is pleasing to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to pass through it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and made it very, very easy for us. Allah ta'ala has opened up different roads for us so that we can attach to Allah, recognize Allah, link to Allah, turn to Allah, and get our problem solved by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, was visited by some of the Sahaba wa Tabi'een. So they asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, tell us something special about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Aisha radiallahu anha responded and said, what is not special about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so special, whether it is the way in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set his position of sitting, whether it is the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, whether it is the dressing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is the Mubarak and blessed smile of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made istinja, the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ghusl, everything is special about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that one night Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned home, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lied down next to me. How a husband lies down next to his wife. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lay down next to me for a while. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, permit me to remember Allah for a while. So I said, definitely. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged in salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in salah in qiyam until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wept so much that his beard was filled with tears. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into ruku. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wept so much, his beard was filled with tears. Some ladhi in quma, some ladhi in sajda. The position between the two sajdas, qada. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wept continuously. After a while I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you weeping so much? Allah ta'ala has forgiven your past. And if there has to be any future also, we know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is free of sin. But if anything is against what is exactly wanted by Allah, it's already overlooked and forgiven. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why should I not be a grateful slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when these ayat were revealed to me that inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, that definitely in the creations of the heavens and the earth, wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar, in the changing of day into night and night into day, the perpetual day coming after night, night coming after day, ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar, la ayatin li ulil albab, are signs, are ayat, are miracles for people of intelligence. And who are they? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, those who engage in the zikr of Allah. قياما whether standing وقعودا whether sitting وعلى جنوبهم whether lying down on their sides ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض and they ponder about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala when they see the creations of Allah in the heavens and the earth then they ponder over the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and they say ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا oh our Rabb you have not created this in vain rather Allah Ta'ala has created this to test us that we recognize Allah to get closer to Allah to we attach to Allah how can we attach to khalq when we have khalik how can we attach to creation when we have the creator Allah how can we attach to mulk and to kingdom and to rulership when we have the malik and the master Allah how can we break Allah's commandments in earning risk and sustenance when we know Allah is razzaq and Allah is the giver of sustenance so they recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way these are men of intelligence Today from different quarters, different people will claim that they are people of intelligence. Somebody will say a person who understands philosophies, a person who studies in a particular institute, who has certain types of degrees, such a person is intelligent. A person who is running a particular organization, he is intelligent. Allah Ta'ala has explained that the intelligent ones are who? The intelligent ones, ulul albab, people of intelligence. Are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions, situations and positions. They are the intelligent ones. For example, a train is traveling and a simple Bedouin, a simple villager, he sees the train passing by and he sees a person comes and puts a red flag indicating for the train to stop and the train comes to a halt. And after a while, a person puts a green flag and the train continues moving. So he says, this person is so intelligent, he is running, he is moving the train. Another person comes and he says, you from the village, you don't understand. There's a driver behind the train and he is moving the train. And another person who thinks he knows a lot, he comes and he says, they're burning coal and the steam is moving the train. And they all, that's their level and that's where they have reached. يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون they know the apparent of this world but as far as the akhirat goes they are غافل of Allah they are in neglect they have forgotten the purpose of their life 7 billion people in the world 1 billion people are people of iman 6 billion people have not recognized the purpose of their creation they have not recognized the creator not once in their life have they uttered this beautiful kalima أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله the best ذكر is لا إله إلا الله not once in their life have they recited this beautiful kalima so they know the apparent of this world but that's all and a person of intelligence says that you burning the coal who is the creator of fire أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون This water you are drinking Who sends down the water from the heavens? This fire you are burning Who puts those trees and who lets the fire burn? Allah Rabbul Izzat So we have to recognize Allah beloved One is to recognize Allah And this effort is to bring the love of Allah in our heart تري عاشق مجينا تري عاشق ممرنا This is our desire and this is the crux to love amongst the lovers of Allah and we die amongst the lovers of Allah The love of Allah is such a great thing One is we are slaves of Allah and one is we become the beloveds of Allah and when we become the beloveds of Allah ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون The friends of Allah Allah Ta'ala says Be aware Take out the cotton wool of ghaflat and of the negligence of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from your ears and listen carefully that the awliya Allah the friends of Allah لا خوف عليهم There's no fear upon them ولا هم يحزنون There's no grief for them In this world also at most also إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ولا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وابشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون Those people who bring iman in Allah and they say Allah is our Rabb they attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ثم استقاموا. They remain in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't turn away from this path. In every situation, they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By every lump of their body, they look at the obedience of Allah. With their ears, they want to please Allah. With their eyes, they want to please Allah. With their tongues, they want to please Allah. Through their akhlaq and character, they want to please Allah. In their business dealings, they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, at the time of their mawt, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ At mawt, the malaika will come to them. Allah takhafu. Do not fear about the stages you're going to pass through towards the akhirah. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا And don't grieve about those you are leaving behind. When you are alive, we took care of them. When you're leaving also, we will take care of them. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ And glad tidings of the Jannah which you have been promised. Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers, the pleasures of this world is temporary. And the pleasures of this world have got dirt and filth, impurities attached to it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, Allah ta'ala shows us samples, just little samples, examples of what Allah ta'ala has prepared for us in the akhirat. But it's just a sample, it's not even a sample. What is the sharab and the drink in Jannat? Sharab azaliyah, abadiyah. Such sharab, such drink which is forever and ever compared to the sharab of this world. So in this world, Allah Ta'ala gives us glimpses of everything. Mana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. In all our elders, all our buzurs, Allah Ta'ala elevate the stages. How they would visit us. Sometimes sitting here in front, sometimes in the back of the masjid. The jovial way in introducing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. What such love? So he says that in this world, all types of pleasures we can enjoy, but the pleasure of the didar of Allah and of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our eyes cannot contain it. So like when a person goes for an operation, a cataract operation, then the person's eyes are covered. But after a while when his eyesight has improved, then they remove the bandage, they remove the veil from the eye. Now the person can see. So in this world, through practice of bringing the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reality of Allah, by spending time in the company of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by inculcating and bringing the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. And by dhikri Allah ta'ala, and by making a successive dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are preparing our eyesight so that in the akhirat, when a person will get the didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will forget those rivers of milk and honey. And he will forget those buildings of gold and silver. And he will forget that beautiful hur. And he will forget the different pleasures. And the shopping centers of Jannah, where a person will become more beautiful. And he'll forget all other enjoyments and he'll just look and he'll stay at Allah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all his bounties, especially this bounty. So my beloved brothers, love. Love is a very powerful thing. Love is something which creates a very, very powerful attachment to such an extent that a person will not allow anything to come between him and his beloved. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Those of Iman are intense in their love of Allah. Ulama explain when the love of Allah enters a person's heart. Now this person, he will love to be in communion with Allah. He will love to be in solitude speaking to Allah. Now this person will love to lift up his hands in dua in front of Allah. Now he will take enjoyment even in difficulties because he can talk to Allah. Allah give us all afiyat. In this person, he'll exert himself in the pleasure of Allah. He'll trample his desires to please his Allah. His tongue will be filled with the zikr of Allah. His heart will be brimming with the love of Allah. What the kuffar fear the most, he'll love the most, the meeting with Allah. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَسَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاتِ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ وَالْفَسَنَةِ They desire to live for even 1,000 years. You'll find that they are most desirous of death. But a person of Iman, The best day of his life is the day he meets Allah. If we read in Arabic readers about the bird. This bird is in a cage. And this bird is saying, لَيْسُ أَرْضَى قَفَزَ. I'm not pleased with living my life in a cage. What I want to be in the gardens. And I want to be drinking min naba'in ma'in a'zabi. I want to be drinking pure sweet water directly from the springs. In the green lush gardens. I want to be eating directly from the trees, the fresh fruit and the fresh nuts. And I want to be singing merrily. That is my life. My life is not to be in this cage. وَإِيَّكُمْ مِنْ ذَهَبِي. Even if this cage is made of gold. This is a cage. My peace is when I'm out of this cage. Today we have shackled ourselves in the life of kuffar. In fashion, we've taken people who have not recognized Allah as our ideals. We have taken people whose abode is Jahannam as our models. We have to change the direction in the course of our life. We have to prepare that cage, even if there's different color paintings in the cage, and there's different things for the bird to swing on and play on. It's amusement. It is the dunya. لَعِبُوا وَلَهُوا وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. That is the reality of this dunya. Adornment, play, amusement, rivalry, boasting, wanting position. That is the life of this dunya. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. But Allah Ta'ala is the best of abode. So the first love we have to bring in our hearts is the love of Allah. The love of Allah should make us restless. The love of Allah should make us desirous of pleasing Allah. The love of Allah should make us introspect and see in our hearts our loyalty to Allah. And the second love is the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib spoke last night about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In any gathering when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spoken about, it's like there's a fragrance in this gathering. There's a freshness. And why not? And why not? نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَانِ سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua and he said, may Allah ta'ala keep that person fresh who hears my words and he protects it and he makes the bleer of it. May Allah ta'ala keep him fresh. May Allah ta'ala make us from amongst those people also. So the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I came across an article. This woman, she's saying that through my life I passed by 7 men whom I had a special attachment to. She says the first man was the first person I ever set my sight on at birth. It was my father. My father would pick me up. My father would take me to his bosom. My father would buy for me, purchase for me sweets. He would carry me around. He would play with me. He would love me. He would hug me. He would put me to sleep. When I awoke, he would be the first person to speak to me. So my first beloved is my father. I said the second one played with me in childhood. We laughed together. We played together. We cried together. We made noise together. It was my brother. I said the third person was the person who I gave my life to and who I saw all my dreams being fulfilled. He was that young warrior, that young brave person who I put everything in our house was covered with muhabbat and love for one another, and that was my husband. Said the fourth person was that person who my stomach had become a burden, a basket. And I kept him in my stomach for 6 months to 9 months. And then I gave birth to him. And I fostered him and I looked after him and I brought him up. She says, the fifth person was that son-in-law who was a complete stranger, but who I gave my daughter advices to take care of. And who I accepted as one of my own and I made him my beloved. And then she kept silent and tears flowed from her eyes. So they asked her, what happened? Who is the seventh person? Probably somebody you had a tough with, somebody you disconnected with, you don't want to speak about him. So she said, no, that's not the case. said, no, that's not the case. She said, جعلته مسك الخطامي آخرا حتى يطيب في لساني العسل. She said, I kept the last for the best. خطامه مسك. It sealed his mask. Because when I speak about him, it brings honey on my tongue. ذاك حبيبي إنه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خير النبيين الذين أرسلوا. That is my beloved, he is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Is the best of the Anbiya alayhi salam who have been ever sent by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Arju bi'i yajma'uni rabbi bihi. It is my hope and my dua to Allah that Allah ta'ala joins me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uhsharu fi sumratihi wa udkhilu sallallahu alayhi dawman abada. May Allah ta'ala send continuous durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma sabbaha al-khalqu awhum halalu. As long as the creation is making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahleel, reciting La ilaha illallah, Allah ta'ala continuously after Qiyamah, continue sending durood and salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my beloved brothers, let us keep our tongues all the time moist with the zikr of Allah, all the time fragrant with durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When our Hazrat Mawlana starts the bayan, every bayan, then we just wait to hear that Mubarak khutbah at the beginning, and it brings such happiness in our hearts that we cannot explain. When he says, Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abada. Balligh salami rawdatan fiha al-Nabiyyul Muhtaram. Oh Allah, send our salam to that rawda, to that garden in which is present your most beloved and most respected Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the love for Allah and Allah's Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is it, beloved brothers. We've come here to bring the love of Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart. To reform our lives, to take out and to shun sin, to live the disobedience of Allah. How long are we going to be at war with Allah? We have to drop our weapons now. How long are we going to rebel against Allah? How long are we going to follow our desires? How long are we going to forget Allah? How long are we going to carry on our life like this? Beloved brothers, Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O people of Iman, tubu ila Allah. Make tawbah to Allah. Tawbatan nasuha. Sincere repentance. Sincerely turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah. Let us change our life. Let us bring Allah in our heart. Let us make Allah ta'ala our object. Let us make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our object, our maqsad. Uske siwa koi maqsood nahi. There's no object besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have no quest and no desire except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful our elders make the dua that, oh Allah, make us yours and you become ours. Oh Allah, make us your beloved. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those of my ummah who commit major sins. The intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, when everybody will be parashan, everybody will be in anxiety, perspiring, some to the navel, some to the shoulders, some to the nose, some drowning in their perspiration. And on that day, the sun will be right above our heads. Sabki nazar aap par lagi hogi. Everybody's gaze will be on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ana bihi. Yes, I will intercede in front of Allah. Every Nabi will be saying, Nafsi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ana bihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fall in sajda in front of Allah. Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lift up your head from sajda. Sal tu'ta, ask, you will be granted. Washfa' tushaffa', intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Allah ta'ala grant us the shafa'at, the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers, our lives are moving very, very swiftly and imperceptibly. We're not realizing it. Very, very swiftly and very, very quickly our lives are passing by us. Every moment we have to spend in preparation for the akhirat. Intelligent ones are those who are making the life of the year after comfortable. We all are engrossed in making our worldly life more comfortable. Intelligent ones are those who are making the life of the akhirat more comfortable. So my beloved brothers, our time is going very, very quickly. We have to take stock. The most basic thing is how our time is spent daily. Is our time spent in ghaflat? Is our time spent in things which do not give us any benefit? So take stock of our time and see how we can improve our time daily. How we can bring Allah and the remembrance of Allah into every duty of ours. Yet Sahaba radiallahu anhum also engaged in different chores. Somebody asked, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum laugh? Yes, they laughed, but the iman in their hearts was like mountains. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, even when they were with their families, they were remembering the stages of the akhirat. That I have to cross the sirat. That I have to pass through a valley. And if I have less provision, it's easier for me to pass through that valley. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wahi has not been sent to me that I should become one amongst the businessmen. But wahi has been sent to me, an fasabbih bihamdi rabbik, that make the tasbih and the praises of your Rabb, wakum min as-sajidin, and be from amongst the sajidin. So my beloved brothers, to earn halal risk is ibadat. But to make it the object of our life, and to make it such that it takes us away from Allah, and to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will it bring us success? How will it bring us success? So my beloved brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wahi which has been sent by Allah ta'ala is فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, make the tasbih of your Rabb. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, make the sajda of Allah. Allah ta'ala described the sahaba radiallahu anhum, تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا, you see them in ruku, you see them in sajda, يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا, the object is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained that the greatest ni'mat is the happiness and the pleasure of Allah. That's why the dua, اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسَلُكَ رِضَاكَ وَالْجَنَّةِ, first the words, oh Allah, we want your happiness and jannah. If there was no jannah but there was the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's enough as a ni'mat. And if there was no Jahannam and there's the displeasure of Allah, it's enough as a punishment. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep our tongues busy with the zikr of Allah, to inculcate and bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, to appreciate this ni'mat and this bounty of Allah, and to take this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala to the four corners of the world. Mita de apne hasti ko, chore sare masti ko, basti basti kehte jao, Allah, Allah. Wipe out your personality. Distinguish. Wipe it out. Extinguish your personality. Lower yourself. Mitade apne hastiku. Chore sare mastiku. Leave all your masti and all your nonsense. Leave it all out. Basti, basti, kehte jao. Go place to place and introduce Allah. And bring the love of Allah in the hearts of people. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.